Welcome back to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is Session 49B with the players Richard, Sharon, Chris, and Jameis. This hasn't been stated in a while, but for new listeners out there, we play our games using Skype, so the recording quality at times is less than optimal. I fix what I can in editing, but it is what it is. During our games, we are also using a bit of software called Fantasy Grounds, which is a virtual tabletop for use in such games. Fantasy Grounds in particular has a great package for playing Savage World type games. Well, that's out of the way, and our mailbags are still empty, so we'd love to hear from you. Currently, my question to the audience is, send us suggestions on what game or games you'd like to hear us play. For now, this is Session 49, Part 2.
All right, so, you were saying, Richard.
Was I?
Yes, you were in the middle of saying.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I was just saying, hey, I go back to everybody and tell them all about the fact that these thread of people are new supplicants to the, or applicants, I don't know which would be the correct term there, actually, for the Grimes Church. And hey, look, they all get in now.
Supplicants?
Possibly. Yeah, and they can all get in. Easy. Without any sort of problems.
Or you were told that not any problems, but there are a bunch of paperwork and stuff that has to be done. That's why it's so early that they're making their procession.
Seem relatively happy, or at least content.
If it's going to take a while to get in, perhaps we need to start sooner rather than later.
It's a while for them to get in because they are applying to be part of the church. I do not know if we can just go in and say, hey, I wish to look around and potentially join your church.
We come here on the tourist package.
Exactly, yes. I mean,
I believe we get tea and biscuits.
As far as I know, it has been said that he freely opens the place for big feasts on once a week or a month or something. Mm.
Yeah, on the Sundays.
So, yeah.
Well, on the day that we have to be here.
And today? What a fortunate coincidence. Well, we had planned it that way.
So do you want to join the line, or not yet?
Is it clear if non-intentional supplicants need to go through this line, or do they go through another line? Or?
Well, there are several gates in to the city. So this is the main line here, Ghost Trail, because it leads out. Of course, the other one is on this side over here. But any one of the spokes will get you through a checkpoint. So basically, pick a road. And
we look for the road, which says one soul or less. Actually, thinking about it, I guess Sarah and Eddie don't need that line. Well, I suppose it needs a zero top of line. Hey, can we come in?
That's the one soul or less, you know. Somebody may have one, the rest don't.
Yeah. Some may have more than one kicking around, and don't talk about it.
We all know Canadians are soulless, so.
There's got to be. Are there other people here who look as though they're getting ready to get up and go to church?
Most everyone here is taking the time about getting up and around. Your old prospector said everyone who's here for business. Yeah, it looks like if you observe long enough, it looks like these group of people are waiting for all the faithful to get in first. So no one out here seems to be in any particular hurry to get up and moving.
Well, we could go to the gate and say we are friends of Hellstrom and see if that. I mean, they might have to send people to go in to find somebody who knows Hellstrom who can confirm our identity and let us in. Which might take.
Let's do that. Worst case, we should probably get in early and get a good seat so I can get a good reading anyway.
Hmm. Yes, that is true. Do not forget to periodically pinch yourself or stab yourself with something so you can see what this place actually looks like.
Note to Eddie, drinking yourself silly does not count.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd do that now, because we're in a place called Ghost Town. I just wonder if, hey, these are actual ghosts, and we've been talking to rotting corpses and things. Probably not, is my guess, but hey.
So what's the plan? Well, which gate do you approach, or do you just get in line?
We go to a gate.
Considering the other gates are pretty far away and stuff, we probably just want to go to the closest gate, because otherwise you have to worry about where you're putting your horses and stuff and everything. And...
just go to the closest gate.
All right. Well, they all have lines forming. If you want to get it an early start, pretty much all these gates have some kind of line, but it seems to be going by fairly quickly. You can hear the conversation up ahead. It looks like there's checkpoints. People are checking papers. It seems like the faithful have papers on them that are checked. Papers, please, papers. The guards are all. The guards are all very friendly with everyone. You know, they seem to be jovial. Some people they know, some people they don't, but they seem to be treating everybody equally. You know, it's the question. The general questions are: state your business. Are you here for business? Are you a member of the flock? Are you an investigator looking to join the flock? It seems those are the three criteria that get you in.
All are once in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah. Some people are turned away. Basically, they're not here on business. They're not claiming to be members, and they're not really investigating, and they're too dull to figure out that if they don't answer yes to one of those, they're turned away.
Damn, we're done. Oh, well, it's already.
I was going to say, they're going to say, are you investigators? And we're going to go, damn, my cover is blown immediately. We're investigators. We're going to have to kill everybody now.
Guns are checked. Those that say that they're here for either business or investigators are told that, well, you have to devise to yourself a firearm. So they're given a wooden chit, which is basically a claim for their weapon. They can pick it up on the same gate on the way out. Once again, it's a very cordial thing, and it does. They seem to have it down pretty fast. I mean, it goes pretty quickly. They don't seem to be searching anyone's carts or anything like that. They don't bring out the minesweepers, anything like that. They do tell people in passing, smaller groups or groups that are here just investigating or for business, that you know, your commodities in the city can be bought with script. You can declare money here. I mean, we can make a monetary exchange here, or you can buy it in other places in town. It's cheaper here. At the gates.
Now, they don't. Episode of The Simpsons where Homer goes in and buys all the Disney script and goes, like, no one accepts the script.
More expensive in town. They don't outright say that the script is the only currency that can be used, but it seems to be highly hinted at. So eventually.
Because they've already told us that.
Eventually, you guys make your way to the front. Are you coming in as a group, or are you trying to get in kind of separately with a few other people in between you all?
I don't think we're smart enough to go in separately. We're here as a group.
I think the point was to say, hey, we're friends of Hellstrom.
Okay, So you came up with the idea, so you're approached first. A very smiling young man who's wearing white robes. And he's like, well, welcome to Lost Angels. Are you members of our flock? Potential members or here on business?
Yes.
He looks a little confused. He smiles and says, I'm sorry. I don't understand. Which of the three?
We are potential members.
Oh, please. Well, as potential members, and he takes you to the side. You notice those that say that they are members and produce paperwork are pulled out of the line and ushered in. So he brings you over to a stand where there's several brochures. He says, well, we can sign you up right here if you're ready now.
Are any of those brochures any of the ones I've read?
Yes, they're all the ones you've read.
Oh. I will just say I have a few questions, that's all.
Well, certainly. This is a great day to be asking questions of the faith, and we feel assured that you will be great members of our flock and see the wisdom of Grimes. If you're not ready yet to sign, and he looks a little Oh, well, you'll come to it. It's okay. He puts those paperworks aside. He says, but, well, if you'd like to see our fabulous city today, Grimes will be giving a rousing speech to the flock. Of course, as non-members, you won't be allowed directly into his presence, but you'll sure be able to hear his magnificent voice and his word. If you can, there's a few regulations we have in our town. First time here. Yes. Yes. All around. Good. Good. Mm-hmm. First of all, no firearms. Only the faithful are allowed to carry firearms into our majestic city. Worry not, though. We'll take good care of them. Ma'am, I see you've got a shotgun there.
Yes. Yes.
Well, he pulls out a wooden number. He says, it's very simple. We attach this to your gun, and I give you the like corresponding chip here. And on your way out, you're welcome to pick it up. It's completely safe in the city.
Of course. Of course. So I hand over the shotgun.
Yeah, all right. That's fine.
I do not hand over my Derringer. That's
okay.
Hidden.
Yep, he does not. No one's being searched, as you can see coming through the gate. No one's being searched. See, they're taking everybody at their word coming through anyway. Of course, if you'll read this here, this is the edict of our leader Grimes. You know, basically what I've told you before, this is considered sovereign. So if you are law officials from anywhere else, you're that's not seen here. You essentially have no rights. If you do anything that's considered to be wrong, you will be detained or imprisoned, or perhaps fined, with no other legal recourse, as this is Grimes' domain and only his law is seen here.
Okay, and I'm assuming that the only listed agencies are Grimes.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Although they do say that if you are a law enforcement agent from, you know, they list the different territories, and they say, and you have reason to be in the city, you can be assigned a guardian angel to be around with you. You have no rights or authority of your own, but the angel can intercede on your behalf if it is in the best interest of the town. So they do have a policy of they'll let you in if you're law enforcement, but you have no powers here outside of what your companion that you're assigned will give you.
Well, that's not a problem. We are not law enforcement.
Fireworks going off the background. At least I hope that's fireworks.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
Shotgun blast. That's it. Yep.
Woohoo!
Yep. And they have a list of basically the laws, and they're actually kind of ambiguous. Basically, it's got, you know, the Ten Commandments, but it doesn't actually say that breaking any of them is against the law. It's just that these should be observed. It doesn't actually say that they are criminal offenses. The big ones are not responding to church authority when you're asked to do something is a big crime that you can be detained or arrested for. And of course, stealing is big on the list here. Of that is definitely a no-no. There's a few other things like that, but you know, nothing untoward. But you know, you declare that you're interested in viewing the church, and so there isn't a lot of more questions than that. They don't have you sign anything. They just say that there are many stations around the city where you can sign to be a member. It's just a simple contract.
Are there 12 stations?
There are, in fact. Actually, no, there would be 6 times 12. There's 12 on each ring.
Right.
Anyway, they show you a copy of what you would be signing to become a member. That you're not able to take that paperwork with you, though.
Can I read it, peruse it while I'm there?
Certainly. It is a minimum amount of legalese. Essentially, it is you agree that 25% of your gain is given over to the Church of Grimes for continuation of the good word and to spread the word and for infrastructure purposes. You're supposed to make, not every Sunday. It's not declared that you have to make every Sunday, but you have to make good faith effort to attend all meetings that you can to grant aid and help to your brothers and sisters. Pretty simple. You do note, though, that it's supposed to be signed in blood, and if you break any of these hereby noted portions of the document, that your soul is forfeit. It actually says it. It's not in small print.
One thing I'm looking around for, just sort of casually looking, is to see if there's any other people in charge that sort of happen to be sort of lifting ears if someone's whispering into it that happens to be, for example, just to pick an example, an invisible angel whispering into their ear or something.
Interesting. Well, what you see is this man that's greeting you, who's all smiles and very polite, is wearing white robes. There are other people wearing different colored robes. You see some browns and you see some reds. They seem to be a lot of communications between each other. Everyone but the white ones are armed. So the white-colored robed guys go around unarmed. Everyone else is armed. And they seem to walk around in groups of five. Other than that, no real suspicious, you know, like no one looking to their right or left shoulder and saying, "Yeah, boss." None of that.
Yeah, just wondering. I don't know. For all we know, could be an angel watching us right now going, "Eh, they look suspicious."
Now, Richard,
we do. So.
Did you want to bring up being friends of Hellstrom or not? Right,
yes.
Now they're just processing.
Yeah, so when they say you're free to go, I will say, "Hey, well, friends of Hellstrom, can you direct us in the direction where he might be found or his people?"
He actually, he's still very cheerful. He's still got a smile on his face, but you see his eyes kind of narrow a little bit. He says, "Oh, I am sorry, sir. None of the rails have offices here. As a matter of fact, it's completely forbidden."
We understood that Hellstrom and your illustrious leader Grimes struck an accord of some description and allowed the rail to come in here. We understood he was here in the city now.
Oh, I'm afraid that the Grimes' confidence is not for us to know. These may be rumors, they may be true, but I couldn't speak for Grimes, of course.
But you've previously said that that is true, so, yep. I mean...
Well, this is what he's telling you.
Okay, right, so this guy is just... Well, where would we go to find these people if they were staying in this city?
He thinks for a moment and he calls over one of the red cloaked people and breaks off from a group of five. Actually, the whole group of five walk over and he explains, he's still very smiling. He says, mm-hmm. "Oh, this investigator is a friend of Mr. Hellstrom's and was wondering where he might be found in the city." Give me a second here.
Would like to renew our acquaintance with him while we are looking at your fine city and locales thereof.
He says, sir? He says that questioningly, like, may I have your name?
Sorry?
Your name, sir.
Yes. I am Georgian.
Yeah, he stumbles over the name a few times. You correct him until he gets it right.
And he says, "I don't."
Oh, you don't. Okay, then he completely slaughters it and says, "Well, such personages that are within Grimes' confidence, we are, you must understand, we have to keep everyone's privacy and security. I can't comment on whether or not he is in the city at the time. If you are an acquaintance of him, I would be glad to send a letter or a card."
I am sure we can. The paper would write something down on a piece of paper saying, okay. "Hey, remember us?"
whose names do you put down when you say us?
I will write a story, I guess, saying, "Hey, do you remember we were the people who were traveling with you on the train when..."
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're giving the vague, these people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he provides you pen, ink, and paper to write it out for you. Sands it over to get the ink to set. He has you fold it up.
Sorry,
and
I'm going to need that back. I've written it in Chinese by mistake. I'll write it out in English again.
Right. He has you seal it. He gives you basically a letter bag to put it in. He doesn't touch it himself at any time. And he says that if if Mr. Hellstrom is in fact in the city, I'll deliver your message. Where can he find you if he needs to?
A shrug. With his army.
Ah, well, if I can make a recommendation.
Certainly.
Hardwick's Boarding House is a fine establishment of, looking at how you all are dressed, that is quite affordable. It will be near the trade district. He sells you, 2 o'clock, third circle, and explains what that all means, of course.
I get confused. Does his clocks don't accord with any other clocks in the world? All right, fine. No, I mean, then we shall be there. If a message is left there, we will pick it up.
Enjoy your stay in the city. This guy, through the whole thing, is polite, but he's not smiling like the white cloak is. Very efficient. He turns and takes the other four men with him. And you're basically ushered into the town. There are some businesses out in the outer area here as you're walking through. You're told, actually, since you're investigating the church, if you just continue in any of the spokes, you will come to the church. It is the heart of the city, both literally and figuratively. And so each one of these little squares in between the roads here are basically neighborhoods. Many of them have businesses. And one of the things that you notice, first off, is that there are bits of scripture that are posted around town just at random. And every place of business has a plaque out front. And the plaque indicates which commandment might be broken in this establishment.
So,
might be broken in a good way, as in beware of breaking this commandment, or might be broken. Go for it. You can break this commandment here.
You want to ask around?
We'll just pop our heads into one of them to see what sort of establishment and what's going on there.
Okay. So one of them is in a Sayer's office, so that you can change, gold, silver, whatever, into different denominations, types, buy ghost rock, sell ghost rock, etc. And so the top on the list on the front of this establishment is Urzuri.
I look at my companions and shrug. I don't know what that word means.
It looks to be a warning of what to be on the lookout for.
Right. I do not know what that word means. I have not come across it in.
Do not remember Israel being one of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, they're not just from the commandments. They're like things you might be breaking that are possibly against Grimes's religion code or biblically, as it were. Urzuri is like overcharging for the change of money. Or making severe profits on the change of money.
So, I just go in and wander around for a while and listen out for other people doing business and see whether they are going, hey, I am making sure not to overcharge these things because that will get me killed if I
break the commandment. Okay, so you pop into several businesses, and no, it's business as usual. There's no difference in these businesses and others that you find. They are overcharging on some. They're blatantly robbing you on others. It seems more than anything else is that the plaque is to do business in this town. If you are possibly impacting Grimes' religious beliefs here, your possible crimes that you could be committing must be posted in plain view so that people going in and doing business with you know what crimes may be committed against them or that they may be committing by doing business with you.
Oh. Huh. Quite progressive, really.
Yes. So, for instance, there are houses of ill repute that state that you might be committing adultery by going in here.
Is there a place I can go where I won't be honoring my mother and father? Oh, I want to go to the place where I can cover up my neighbor's ass.
There you go. Yes, that would possibly be where you could rent an ass or a horse. Yeah. So yeah, that's what the deal with these signs are.
Which one has the commitment of "Thou shalt not kill"?
That's the pillow store. So it's not that these things are being enforced, because obviously, as I said, it's business as usual inside. They're fully aware that they're overcharging in some, and there are definitely soiled doves that are, performing tasks in these places, and so it's a little difficult to parse there that, you've got it stated out front that you're going to be breaking these commandments or laws or beliefs, but it's allowed to continue, apparently.
One thing I suggest we do fairly early on is pop by to the what's name house place that we were advised of and just sort of say,
Hardwick,
set up 40. A room. That's the place. And just sort of set up a room there to say, even if we don't come and use it, here, we're paying you some money for it and holding the amount that comes from, please.
Well, first thing we might want to do is stop in one of those assayer's office and do change script just to make sure that we have some.
We have some, do we not?
We have some.
Do we not get some from the box?
I thought you took some of what's the name script?
Yeah.
Sam's. Yeah. You took some of the Sam's.
Yeah, but there's only about $100 there.
We just want the one night.
That's
well,
true.
Yes, but I mean,
in fact, we probably won't even be here that long. But just
$500 worth of script is a week's worth of food. So,
food is harder to come by than a place to stay.
Yeah, and you also notice that the businesses you popped into, while they don't have anything that says, blatantly that they take northern or southern money, you see that people are doing commerce and everything from gold nuggets to silver coin to everything else. It doesn't look like the script is, it's certainly not being turned away. People are buying things with script, but, the use of other money isn't really.
They're filthy out of towners. Of course we don't have a proper script.
Everybody is a filthy out of towner. Well, no, I suppose they're all dressed in. Are they all dressed in a similar manner? I mean, the ones in red, or the patrols are.
All the patrols are wearing, the cloaks that are different colors. Everyone else is just everything. I mean, there's a lot of people in this outer rings that are, not dressed too well, kind of shabby. But, you see, women in the newest fashions from back east as well.
Hmm.
A little mix of everything.
Interesting. Think about how our preacher's head would have exploded if he had come in here. I am sad that he is not with us. Well, I'm sure any business that we went into would swap monies for us if we needed it.
Yep. Actually, in the Seer's office, you could do that as well. You do know that the guard was not lying about that. It is actually, you would have gotten a better deal at the gate than here.
Yeah. We don't necessarily need it.
Mm-hmm.
So
no. We'll go set up the room first. Get that done.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, set up a room.
Okay.
Are there any, is there any restrictions or anything? Or is it, they want us to have, two rooms, one for women and one for men? Or is it going to be a problem if we all set up in one room?
Guess, first of all, the boarding house is about here. You guys are all on horse. The other thing about the city is, while it is... Everything is really dirty, mostly because of the air and this kind of smog that hangs over everything. But the streets are wide, very accommodating, and easy to maneuver through. So with your horses, you're able to make pretty good time. At the boarding house, up in front, once again, one of the things you might be committing here is adultery. otherwise, when you go in and if you ask Sharon... they don't really,
yep.
It's your own business. Although the shopkeeper does kind of point to the little peepholes in the walls and such, he just draws your attention to it, noticing that you're probably a first timer here.
I nod at him in understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I go over to the peepholes and look out the other way just to see. Hey, well, that's interesting.
When you go to do that, the basically the guy at the Hardwick's boarding house that you're talking to kind of shakes his head really quickly at you and tries to wave you off. He says, no. That's for the angels only. We're not supposed to use them.
Oh, okay. Then I will not use them.
Just do your best to ignore them. Just pretend they're not there. You'll get used to it.
A shrug. Go back. Yeah, I guess.
Yep. It's up to you. You can have individual rooms. He charges basically 2 bits a day or $1 a week for kind of a very small room. If you want one of the upper story of the boarding house has 4 very large rooms. Any one of those could accommodate your whole party if you wish. That one is $10 for a week.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we come to this guy's place when we first ended up in Lost Angels?
You may have.
I'm just sort of remembering. This place sounds familiar.
It's just a place. I don't think we got an address last time we came.
Well, we didn't actually end up getting a room or anything. I think we ended up running around the city. But I think this is one of the places we did come to.
We came to a place where Hellman was staying. It wasn't given an address or anything like that. We just turned up at a place.
I like it, though.
It's not unsurprising that 2 places would be the same if it's laid out this way.
It looks familiar. Old Hardwick's boarding house.
Oh, well. Never mind.
Well, Hardwick called the watch on us, if that is the same person. So.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Oh, well.
Yep. He was the one who rang the bell to trigger the mass exodus.
I can't remember what happened precisely.
The young guy here is not Mr. Hardwick himself, and certainly you don't recognize him.
Well, thank God he doesn't recognize away. Us either.
Yep.
Awesome. We did so much running away, I can't keep track of who gave up who. at least we grab a room and just say we may have mail coming for us, just grab a room for the night.
Okay. You get a single room for everyone, or do you get separate rooms?
If it's, depending on how much money I have and stuff, I'll just sort of get room for everyone per person, just because of that way propriety is kept.
It's 2 bits a day. Everyone has that much on them, no big deal. You can get all the rooms on the same floor if you want, or different floors. It's up to you.
Yeah. Well, Bird, it's highly unlikely. We're not expecting to actually come here. But, you know, just so it's set up.
Yes, and so that you can get mail delivered here.
Yeah, that's about it, really. So we don't actually...
All the rooms on the same floor, though, if we can do it.
Yep.
Yeah. But, no, we're good church members, wannabe church members, so, yeah, we'll have different rooms each. You know, we're not... We're aware of what sort of sins could be committed here by those who aren't careful.
All right, where to next? You get all that done. And we'll say this is still pretty early. You got up and were moving around 6 o'clock, an hour or two, figure out what you're doing, another hour to get through the gates. And we're going around 11 o'clock now, I guess, before noon. We'll call it 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, we've... and those places are there at noon. The thing is, look around carefully, don't spot any invisible angels, and just say, do we want to try and pretend to be members to get closer to them or not? Or just go for hope for communion?
I believe we were shown that the members actually have papers, and that only members are allowed to actually be in his presence, so maybe we should just find out where's a good spot to listen.
Yeah, but I want to get a reading on him. The whole point of me coming here was to get a reading from him. But we understood that, does he give communion to non-members on these days or not?
Do we not know for sure. You know that everyone is invited in to hear his word, but that doesn't necessarily mean be in his presence.
No. Yeah, we may need to become members. When we saw the paperwork, does the paperwork have pictures on them?
No, not at all.
Then there you go. We just half inch some people's papers and stuff, and then we're good.
That is...
If we're going to do this, we're going to be crazy. Very,
well, we do not know whether Hellstrom will come through. He might be able to get us closer without needing...
We've got 2 hours in which to potentially do something like this. We don't have a lot of time. We need to be making plan Bs. If need be, fine. I'll just become a member so I can get close, because I'm the one who wants to get close. I'll just become a member.
He's already signed his soul away anyway. Yes, you can't do it twice.
Well, no, not so much that. I'm just thinking I'll go find someone who looks like to be a member. I'll just knock them out and take their paper and cloak.
Oh, okay. You want to try and waylay someone?
That's basically what I'm getting down to, yeah.
Okay.
That's my big plan to become a member. Just take someone's paper.
Okay. You're doing that by yourself, or are other people going out with you?
Seems to be I'm doing it by myself. If not, right. I'll do it by myself.
Okay. Well, explain to me how you go about doing it. The streets are certainly busy enough, but there are some alleys between buildings and such. Not everyone is going towards the center of town where the church is. Several people are not, especially here in the trade district. You're not stealthy, so it's not like you're going to sneak up on someone and hit them over the head. So explain to me how you do it. Like, what's your approach?
Let's think for a moment first. I got time for that. And no one else is helping me? Just making sure? Nope. Okay. I'll put you on my own.
You're on your own.
Wow, you're a robot.
I do not know that.
Well, let's start with the simple part. How do you choose your quarry?
Is there an obvious way to differentiate members from non-members? That's the question.
No, not unless they're stopped and they flash their papers, which do happen occasionally.
Okay.
Of course, you could always go after one of the angels, which, of course, they would be members, right?
No, I'm not that crazy. I'm pretty crazy, but I'm not that crazy. So I'm going to have to probably wait till I see someone flash papers so I can track down that they're
a member. We'll say that happens. Somebody's papers are checked as he's carrying a weapon quite openly on his hip.
That's a point. Anyone who's got a weapon should be a member.
Okay. And an angel stops. His papers are checked, and the papers are gone over, and he's let go. So you have a target.
Right. Well, my plan is to use Dragon to help me. Dragon someone, get him to Crichton and say, hey, can you come help me get my cat down?
Okay.
It'll be in an alleyway.
Sure. You got any kind of good skill at lying to people?
I think I might just now be able to get one. I'm going to probably have to get this. Bink! Bing! I have a D6.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll then. Let's see how convincing you are with your acting and deceit.
I'm just using this particular skill because I've got a D6 attached to it. Wow. That's brilliant. I'm brilliant.
I am doesn't brilliant even bat an eye as your cat is dying on the street. Still not caring.
I've got one chip left.
I will give you a chip for having the balls to do this. There. Have a chip.
Fine. I'm going to use this chip to reroll. All right. What the hell. Hey, at least a success.
Yeah, it draws him over. Apparently, he's got a soft spot for the cat. It's like, oh, what happened? So you lead him into an alley,
I guess. Get away from me and lead up over there, and I can't quite work out how to get there. I'm new here, and I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me? Show me a good way to get up there, please. Over here. Just face this way and sleep a hold on him.
Okay. Sure. Go ahead and make me a fighting roll. I'm not going to play it all out as a combat. Let's just see how well you do. That's
right.
Sure. Hey, little fella. As he goes down to Scritch Dragon, who's looking all...
Dragon's up on a windowsill or something.
Just there you go. Like, yeah. And just as Dragon bares his teeth and claws, he's whacked over the head. Dragon looks at you like, that's how we do it. All right.
Take the paperwork and put them out of the way somewhere.
Notice roll here.
Doo-doo.
Ooh, okay, yeah. You pulled the. You know, he's got some paperwork. You saw where he put it away. You grab his paperwork. What are you doing with the body? Anything? He's not dead. He's just out.
Yeah, tucking it somewhere away in the alley so it doesn't get noticed.
Okay. Behind some trash bins, potentially.
Yeah.
What are the rest of you guys doing while
looting? In a dumpster, basically. But there's no dumpsters invented yet. So.
What are the rest of you about while Luke is out?
Committing crime. Getting killed.
Just walking around.
Okay.
Not really doing too much other than that.
Something interesting you find, since you are in the trade quarters over here, you're looking around, and of course, already you've got that hankering for some AAA, and you notice that there are several bars around here, as well as establishments that offer other kinds of entertainment. And you see that there's a group of these angels that are peeking through a hole. And they're kind of high-fiving each other and as they're looking in. And they seem to be charging some passerbys to look in, too. Like there's some coin that you just hand, and they let the passerbys peek in.
I'm tempted, and I'm going to go for it.
All right. You walk up. One of the angels looks up with a big grin on his face and says, you got a quarter? Take a look. All right. It takes a quarter, and you're looking into essentially a woman's changing room. It's like a bathhouse. So it's what the line of people out here are doing.
Oh, my. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful people.
This is where the coveting comes in. That's perfectly.
Yeah, I'll stay there for a bit.
Yeah, after
basically,
the guy
I'll hog it up until they tell me to leave.
Yeah. Well, when the guy feels that you've got your quarter's worth, he's like, "Oh, come on, give someone else a chance."
All right, and I'll leave. And I want to try and remember who those guys were.
Okay, yeah. No one's wearing their hoods. The little cloak things that they wear have hoods on them, but they're all exposed now. So okay, yeah, they're a particular rough looking bunch of guys.
Yeah, they're losers. I could take them.
All right. Anyone else doing things?
I'm just going to. Does Hardwick's have like a tap room or anything?
Yes, they do.
Okay, I'm just going to go there and strike up a conversation with the barkeeper there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's Sundays are always low, he says. It's not that we're prohibited from selling liquor, but it's somewhat frowned upon. Sometimes they come in and they hassle any customers that are imbibing, but hey, if you're willing, I'm willing to serve.
Okay, actually, I'm going to, do you have, sarsaparilla?
Oh, sure. Yeah. He, he makes some small conversation with you. He says, out of town, huh? Well,
yes.
I'm afraid that, place is, an awfully large city, but, it's, a little limited what you can find. You know, this place has only got one newspaper. They don't allow any other imports to come in.
Oh, really? Huh. Do you have a copy?
Oh, yeah. He rummages around, throws you out yesterday's newspaper. He says they don't print them on Sundays.
Of course they don't. So I'm going to sit there and get more sarsaparilla, maybe some snacks, and read the newspaper.
Sure.
What do the locals talk about here?
It's the LA Times, and it is obviously a mouthpiece for Grime and his institution. Everything is a glowing story about Grimes. Actually, today they're celebrating apparently several years ago there was something that happened that's been dubbed Bloody Sunday. When the parishioners were attacked by demons, it says, and Grime single-handedly cast them out of the church. Apparently, today is kind of a celebration of that happening.
So is that, I guess that's going to be what Grimes' sermon is going to be about today?
A bartender nods. Is that quite likely? Quite likely. Gotta say, I don't. I'm a member. He kind of looks down when he says it. But just as a matter of principle, you understand, it's kind of hard to stay in this city without being one. At least paying lip service to it. Really, all it means is you got to give up a quarter of the income. But hey, it's good income.
Yeah, it is. So, is there like a good place to like hear? I hear all about these sermons, but this is my first time in town, and told me that I can't go and see one in person. Is there a good place to listen?
You can go. Go on to the church grounds if there's not too many folks there, and which, well, to be honest, mostly there is, but they've got kind of an overflow where you can stand outside. You can certainly hear his voice. Look through the windows. If there's enough room, they sometimes will let you in. It just depends on how much of a gathering is. Likely today is going to be a big one, though. It being an anniversary and all.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
Try your luck. Yeah. I hear it's, you know, I've gone a few times. Man's a marvelous speaker. There's always something to learn from his words.
Huh. Yes, I'll do that. I finish up my set. About what time is it?
10:30. Not much later.
Oh, not much later. Okay. I guess if there's some way to get like a quickie breakfast, I'll order that and then.
Yeah, you do. You're again shocked at how much they're charging for just like an egg and some toast, but you know, you've got money. something else that's interesting on the menu is you also notice that water, just a glass of water, is quite expensive. But there is something else listed there that's called Dr. Neptune's Effervescent Water. And next to it, it says 50%, 25%, 10%. And it's actually cheaper than regular water. You could buy a gallon of it for 50 cents.
Huh. I asked the bartender about what's this?
It's the newest thing. Newest thing. Dr. Neptune, he's figured out a way to use the water out of Prosperity Bay and pull out the salt from it and make it drinkable.
It,
he kind of looks like he looked kind of appraisingly at you. He says, "It does have a few side effects, though. It's water's filtered through several screens to get all the, you know, the animals and dirt and stuff out of it. But then it goes through burned ghost rock when it burns. It leaves behind a residue, kind of a black dust sort of thing. Well, he's made a filter out of this." And he's able to filter out the water through this burnt ghost rock dust. But it does have a side effect, and he points to the board and says, that's why it's cut. You know, 50% water, the side effect isn't as bad. 25%, 10%, you'll get a little bit more kick out of it. The stuff bubbles like that fancy French stuff, like mineral water, I guess is what I'm saying. But it's got a slight hallucinogenic side effect as well. I recommend, first time, if you wanted to try it, I recommend the 50% cut.
I might try it after the sermon. I don't know. I'd be interested. So it's a ghost rock, huh? Is it, do you have that, like, in a portable bottle, or can I only get it in glasses here?
Oh, I sell it by the gallon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
50 cents.
I will get a gallon of that.
Now this is uncut, okay? I recommend that you do 50% this, 50% water. I know the water is a little costly, but, you know, half as much, right?
That's true. I, you are the expert here, sir. You're the expert here. I will try it with 50% water.
And you're given basically a clay gallon jug, like think of an old, like, moonshine jug sort of thing.
Okay. Okay, then I will take that up to the room after I eat, and I will put a note on it that says "Do not touch." And then I will. Pardon?
I thought you were gonna say, "Hey, Eddie, I got something for you."
Well, that's coming later. I want to at least tell him about it before I tell him to drink it.
Right. I was thinking about that too.
And then I'm going to, if I can find my companions, I'm going to tell them about heading down over to the church grounds and seeing if we can sneak on.
All right.
At least get close to the window.
Yong is in the room breaking one of the commandments, or breaking one of the seven deadly sins, as he is doing sloth. Like just lying back on the bed and not doing anything, really.
Yong, I was talking to the bartender downstairs. He says that you may be able to get at least very close to Grimes going onto the church grounds. So we might be able to see the great man.
It is always good to look around and then remember where we are. Yes, that is a good idea. We should go and take a look at the great man.
Yeah. Bert, if I see other members heading towards the church, and by which I mean the people with the guns, because, hey, they must be members, if they start heading towards the church, I'm getting heading in as well. Just because if that's obviously the queue when everyone gets in there, then I'm getting in there as well.
Okay. Well, in that case, if half an hour is what you spent sharing downstairs, you come up, talk to Dr. Yong. So how much later do you wait? So like an hour, you're getting like 11 o'clock and Luke isn't back. Does Eddie come back after a point?
Yeah, Eddie will come back.
All right, so Eddie comes back within the outer hour, but still no sign of Luke.
And they do know my plan.
Yeah.
So I did ask them about it.
Okay. I will... I will leave a note for Luke, just telling him that we are going to try to see if we can catch a view of the great man Grimes, great preacher Grimes, during his speech, and we're sorry that we missed you.
All right. After that, you guys going to head out to the church? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay, Luke, you're closer along. Give me a notice roll.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. I notice nothing. Wow.
You notice everything.
One or the other.
you are being followed. The guys wearing the robes, they're so ubiquitous. They're all over the place. But the same guy, he's got a scar over his right eyebrow. Kind of a... Yeah, not young, but not quite, maybe early 20s. You've seen that same, cut through the eyebrow several times now. You're pretty sure he's following you. He's wearing red robes.
Okay. Is people heading towards the church yet?
Yes. You're in the press.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll just keep an eye on him, but I'm trying not to stand out. Whatever the majority of people are doing, I'm just doing that as well.
Okay.
I'm just an innocent member. Everyone's a member. I'm a member too. Hello, member. Hello, brother.
All right. So you're about here. Okay. The rest of you guys trailing behind. Put Eddie where you guys are. And so you're getting closer to the inner ring, what they call the Golden Circle here. There are a lot more of these guardian angels around. And they are starting to check papers. Just here and there, they're pulling a person out of the crowd, checking papers. Let's see. You are not one of them that are pulled out of the crowd. And you come on to the church grounds here, okay? It's where everything else in the city... you haven't really noticed much in the way of vegetation, right? There's not like really any trees. What grass you saw is mostly like you've seen in most coasts around California. It's just shrub. It's brownish, not very healthy looking at all. Here in the center, it has kind of a lush grass, in a park that surrounds the church. It has like a reflection pool where there's water. I mean, a place where water is dear and hard to come by, there is a small fountain here. Now there is a protective rail around it, like you could scale it to get to it, but it would not be simple. It would not be easy to do.
Okay. Is the fact that I've got a cat with me looked on making me looked on with suspicion or anything?
There are a few people that offer to buy the cat from you.
No.
Are they Chinese?
a lot of people here look like walking skeletons. They're so malnourished. Maybe they're figuring that this person might sell a cat for cheaper than they could buy a meal, you know?
No, my cat. Although at some point, dragon's going to bite me or claw me, otherwise inflict some pain.
Okay, how much pain? So you get
it's kind of almost way. It's almost up to dragon.
All right, take a wound.
All right, okay, cool.
And it doesn't. It's not automatically started. Like, he'll give you a little nibble at first. You know, he'll scratch you, and nothing really changes. But it's not until he gets around to the back of your neck and really bites down. I mean, he draws blood. It's really freaking painful. And it's kind of a surprise, because, you know, he's just little things at first. But when he does this, your vision, just for a moment, all the beautiful green growing grass is black and blighted with yellow, like white spots everywhere. What few trees are here in this, there's a small orchard around. The fruit is blackened, and looks sickly. And see in the distance, in the sky, as you kind of look up, and it's just a quick flash, okay? It's very quick. Yeah. But you look up, and you can see enormous wingspan of something flying against the noonday sun, or near noonday sun. So you make out is just a black form of wings.
I'll be stumbled for a moment. Just my balance.
One of the guys that previously offered to buy your cat and says, "Hey, come on, man. You don't need this cat. Look what he does to you."
My cat.
$5. Come on, $5.
Probably Dragon's probably baring his teeth at him as well.
Dragon's head licking the blood off the back of your neck. Dragon's telling the guy, "This one's mine. This is my food. Mine." All right, so when you get here, you break into this. As I said, now it's back to being the lush grass and the.
Did I get a glimpse of what the fountain looked like?
Looked normal. Fountain looked like water coming out of the ground, spewing up. Looked fresh. Looked clean. Nothing odd about it.
Even when I had my flash.
Even during your flash, yeah, looked like
water. Okay, cool. Oh well, guess you got to have a water fountain sooner or later.
All right, so. The doors are wide open, but you can see the inside is packed. I mean, people are standing at the doors trying to see in, and you can already hear, like, there's some speeches going on inside. Not really a commanding voice. You might think this is still a little early. This might be some preliminary. And so, like, a standing room only, and you're getting in with a bunch of people that aren't quite able to get in. But people are already starting to surround the church, and there's lots of glass that you can see in. Some of it's stained glass, but the lower ones aren't. Like, it's purposely designed for people to look in. And you can hear everything that's going inside as the steeple is kind of open to the air, and the speeches kind of reverberate out, almost like a megaphone. So you can really easily hear what's being said at the pulpit. The sound of the crowd inside is kind of a dull roar. You really can't make out, but it seems like the tower is amplifying what's being said directly beneath it.
Okay, I'm going to, and I realize I'm going to have to polyplay a chip for this. Dragon's going to help me by distracting people so I can push past them. So he's going to, like, nip and stab at their ankles
so
they move to the side a bit.
Dragon hops off of your shoulder, and people are, like, you know, running after him, trying to catch him for food.
He probably doesn't want to be around this place anyway.
So you cause a distraction. I'll give you the distraction for free, but what do you want to do with the distraction?
Move closer in. Try and get as close as I can. Dragon, right, so, I want to... I'm going to try and position myself to get right up close as Grimes as I can, as my ultimate aim.
All right. I'll tell you what. Give me a
strength. I don't have stealth.
Yeah, give me a strength roll, because you're really you're having to shoulder people aside to get in, is what you're having.
I'm agile.
Agile's not going to help so much, because they're packed. I mean, shoulder to shoulder. You going to stay there, or you got more chips you want to spend?
I've got one chip left.
Up to you. Right now, you're going to be, like, at the door so you can see in, but you're not going to be in. But you can see clear in, you know, not having to look through a glass, but you're not in the building.
Oh, running on empty is always fun.
Now, that's a blue. Do you want to add a D6 to the roll?
I don't think that's going to help me, to be honest. Well, I've got a D4 strength. Odds are I'd be better off adding a D6 or just re-rolling.
Well, you've got a 2 now. I mean, you only have to get a 2 to succeed.
Yeah.
So, you know,
what do people think odds-wise?
No idea.
I think technically this game, since it's exploding dice, you might be better off re-rolling a d4 because the d4 is the one that's most likely to explode.
Well, if you only need... Yeah. Well, no, because you've got a negative one. So in order to succeed on the d4, you need it to explode.
That's true. Yeah.
Or the wild dice to do something useful.
Well, the wild die has a 5 or a 6. You need that. If you're rolling a d6, yeah, then you need a 2 or better. You can only fail 1 out of 6 times, if that's what's going on. If you want to do the math.
Yeah, so I'll go for the d6. What the hell?
Oh! 3. I'll say it's not a success, but it gets you a little further in. So you got, you know, you're standing in 1 foot in the doorway. So like you're in the church proper, but you're like way at the back.
I'm just hoping now that we get the whole communion thing happening.
All right. The rest of you. So you're following on a bit behind. Since you're coming in kind of late in the rush, there is a lot of people ahead of you. So it takes a bit to get in. So by the time that you guys come to the circle, it's essentially the church is ringed by people. They're all standing outside now looking in. You can clearly hear the sermons that are going on, but there's no hope of getting in through the doors at this point, unless you do something special.
Can we have amazing notice rolls to notice each other?
No,
I mean amazing.
You're in the church. We've established right. You made it in, so there's no way they could see you.
Okay, just wondering. No, fine.
So you guys are outside. You know, it's the overflow is pretty enormous. People are standing around outside. You can hear the sermon very clearly. You can see in through the glass windows, so you can see the person that's speaking. You can see some of the congregation. You just can't see back towards near the entry door where Luke is kind of stuffed in. Anything you guys want to do?
Well, I'm just going to try to elbow my way through. Excuse me, and just keep going.
You can do that right up to one of the windows. There's no hope of doing that to get to the door. There's just too many people. No one's willing to give up the space towards the front of the doors. But
okay.
you can get right up to the windows without an issue.
Okay, then that's what I'm going to do. Get up right up to the windows.
Okay.
I'm going to follow Sarah.
All right, good enough. And Young?
I don't think I can usefully contribute to this right now. I mean, the only thing I could do would be to have myself and Eddie at the front clearing a path for Sarah, really, as we are two stronger individuals than her.
Yeah, that is it.
I don't know that that's...
Yeah. No, you can do that. That's great. But it isn't too difficult, as a lot of people that are outside can clearly hear what's going on. Not as many people are interested in seeing as so much as hearing the words. So they're almost very congenial about letting new people come to the window because, oh, first time, huh? Yeah, get a good look. But
that's
a lot
fine.
Of the late coming
I
faithful,
do want to look in.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I'll follow them, but I don't really know.
Okay. Right now, what you're hearing is basically they're doing the minutes. So they're relating how far the word of Grime has expanded. They're opening up new churches in different places. They're basically giving you our membership has grown by this much in the last since last month. So they're giving the minutes and all, and telling you how the church is doing, etc. That's followed by some organ music blasts out, there's no Grimes religion isn't based on Catholic, so there's no Eucharist, there's no wine being passed out or anything, but there is a blessing of the flock, this is not done by Grimes, at least you don't think so. You're looking through the windows, it's a younger person doing a blessing, and then everyone goes quiet as a thin elderly man takes a pulpit, though his highly wrinkled and his he's whipcord thin, you know, not like thin like the starving people you've seen out here. It's just he's just a very not a lot of excess fat on him. And his skin is very sunburned and tanned. His eyes are pale blue. His hair is a steely white. He's still very strong in his body as he hops up onto the lectern and he grasps the side of it and begins speaking. He's got this incredibly strong voice that carries. It's very you're kind of taken aback at how well of an orator he is to begin with. And he starts off by greeting everyone. He gives a small joke about the needing to divert some church funds into increasing the size of the church, as there's so many of the faithful pressing against the windows today. He starts off just by just a congenial talk about as if he was talking to you personally. You know, he seems... he doesn't seem aloof. You feel like he is talking to you, man to man, you know, man to woman, being very opened, and his voice seems just very friendly. You kind of want to like this guy. I mean, that's just, you know, he's putting you at ease. Even though, you know, you're here for a particular reason, you know why you're here, but, you know, you're just relaxing a little. Okay, game-wise, that's not an effect you have to, you know, to roll against or anything. It's just, you know, that's just the feeling that comes over you. You can react however you wish, but that's just the initial effect of his voice and his talking. Luke, you're inside. Shoulder to shoulder, pressed with all these people in here. When he starts speaking, though, everybody just kind of loosens up a little bit. You can try and push your way forward a little bit if you want.
I'll try. I won't do anything to avert, like, get in my way, but I will try and move forward just a bit if I can.
Okay. No, you do so. You get several more steps into the building. So you're at the, like, back line of the pews now.
Okay.
It's really hot in here. It stinks. But, you know, with this guy talking, you don't mind it so much.
Yeah. Now, just so sort of as Zeb can see, my main plan is to go for the communion and try and scan him there. But if he does look like he's going to leave without that happening, then I will try and get a scan before then. But otherwise, I'm not planning on doing anything until the whole communion thing goes down.
Okay. I'm going to say that at this range, you can attempt a scan, but you won't be absolutely certain that what you're scanning is grime. So think of it as being...
Yeah, I'm not going to try until I... if I can get closer and get a good scan, especially, as I said, during the communion, great. As a last-ditch effort, I'll try and get it if I have to, if he's going to leave and there's no sign he's coming back. I'll take that if I can, but I'll take that if I have to. But otherwise, I want to try and get the close communion.
All right, so now you're, you know, as I said, you're further into the church. You're at the back line. You can continue to start trying to get forward if you want. You're not the only one doing this, so you're not sticking out for it. But go ahead and give me another notice roll. Okay. The young man with the cut on his eyebrow is one of the guardian angels in red. He's followed you in.
Huh.
He's at the door jamb now, kind of looking in. You don't think he actually has spotted you yet.
Yeah.
All right, outside.
It's a penny in for a pound.
Grime has started speaking. You all hear his voice coming through the magnified, almost bell tower, where the bell should be. If this were a normal church, but there's no bell up there, it's just kind of an open tower that's magnifying the voices. You guys doing anything special? You can see him clearly through the window.
No, I'm just going to stay there and watch.
Same here.
See what happens.
Okay.
Yes, I am enraptured.
Mm-hmm. All right. All the pleasantries aside, he gets into the meat of his discussion. He starts talking about how 1 year ago today, this very center of our faith and our courage and strength was attacked by the forces of hell. And many of our brethren and sisters died in that attack. And he doesn't really, he downplays his part in the banishing of the demons. He simply says, by the grace and power of the Lord, we were able to repel those invaders and save the rest that were in here. And, you know, this is kind of a call and response thing. So as he says each statement, a lot of the parishioners give him an amen or a yes, brother, and that sort of thing going on. Now, all of you guys, he is now in full sermon voice, if you could all give me spirit rolls.
Yay! I've got no chips. I got playing cards.
I'll bounce.
Oh. Ooh, damn.
Looks
that
good.
So I'm in rap. Alice. Guy. I wonder if I can play love interest.
Yeah.
Sevens across the board.
Yeah.
Oh, only a six.
Let us down.
So all of you start feeling just kind of being lulled in by his voice, but you're able to kind of shake it off. You notice a lot of people around you, though, are starting to shuffle back and forth from foot to foot, kind of just rocking in place and are just seem to be completely enraptured by what's going on. Their eyes are kind of glazed over a bit. So, Luke, inside while this is going on, this is a good good place where you can kind of move forward a bit more as everyone, a lot of people around you.
Keeping an eye on Scarman, because now I know where he is, and sort of just making sure he's not keeping an eye too much close. See how enraptured he is by this all.
Not at all. He is peering around. He looks like he is looking for something or someone.
Okay, well, I'm going to look like, hey, I'm swaying back and forth, yay, and just sort of casually having to be stumbling forward a bit.
All right. You don't really have any skill in stealth, so unfortunately I'm going to have to ask for an unskilled roll.
Stealth, not pretense. Or
well, because
that.
you're trying to not be seen by him as you're moving forward.
I don't get seen by him.
No.
Wow.
It's good, yeah. So you're kind of rocking back and forth as well, but you're kind of taking steps forward as you do so. And so you get several pews in as you're able to weave in and out, and you're keeping several people between you and the scar-faced guy. You're still pretty sure he hasn't caught sight of you. You're in a good position now. You've tried out the range. You know what what the range of this is, that you can, and the beam will be narrow enough, not spread out enough, that you could catch Grime in it. You can catch the area in front of him, which looks like they're starting to set up now. There's some altar boy types coming out, and they're setting up. They're bringing out large earthenware jugs, and there's four rows being set up with like a chalice in each row, and there's trays with little small wafers sitting on them.
Ah, the body of the Christ. Well, the body of someone at least.
Right.
Sure, okay, I'll try and take a reading, which is, I know you're trying to get me to take a reading, so I'll try and take a reading.
Okay, what are you taking a reading of, Grimes or the area that's being set up?
Grimes.
So, okay.
And if it doesn't work, I'm trying to be careful with it, so if it just fails, then I'm not going to, oh no, it's failed, oh dear, I'm going to try again. No, I'm just sort of take a quick reading just while I'm here, just see what's going on.
I'm going to check for something since you've got a technological device.
Does it work?
Hmm.
Ooh, that's not good. I don't think that's good.
Okay, so your device, actually, let me check something here.
Zaps me, I suspect. That's not good. He rolled a raise, people. He rolled a raise. And another one. That's not good.
That's not what
I... So, my next character I have in mind...
Okay, so you get it centered on Grimes, and there's a quick, basically the needle pegs out. And it just flashes all the way to the other side, and there's a pfft, as it shorts.
Well, there goes that plan then.
Luckily, it doesn't start a fire in your pants, however.
Yep.
So it showed an incredibly high reading before it pegs out the other end, and there's a small puff. You can feel like one of the battery cells in your pants exploded. It's a little hot down there. A little hot. Might be starting to smolder. Hard to tell. What do you do?
Well, bugger. That was the...
Okay, so something that give me a notice roll, just you for right now.
Okay, just trying to think how easy would it be to deactivate the device so it does stop burning holes in my pants.
Okay, good. When you activate a device and there's a in your pants, you notice that everyone else who's outside that's not enraptured caught this. So he is in the middle of doing the speechifying, and there's just a slight stop. Just for a second, the cadence of his speech stops, and then it starts again. Luke, right. That happened right when you activated the device.
I implore him to go on.
I don't think you would have noticed if you're enraptured.
He's not. Everybody out there is fine.
Mm. Okay. So what my plan is, and I agree, it's a terrible plan, and I don't have the skills for it, so, you know, it's not going to work. But I'm going to try and dismantle as much of it as I can and then plant it on someone else.
Ah, okay. Nice. Let's see. What skill would we want for that?
Something I don't have, so unskilled.
What pickpocketing usually fall under?
That's stealth.
Stealth, yep, unfortunately. Yeah. Although, I will say, I will give you a +2 bonus if you pick the people that are enraptured.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones to clearly go for. So,
okay,
yeah.
Go ahead and make me a roll.
Do that. Ooh, just. Oh, wounded, damn.
Yep. Okay. So you start moving some of the components into one of the nearby parishioners that's kind of rocking back and forth, and you just slip the battery pack into one of his pockets, and it's a little warm, and he's like, and he looks over to you, and he says, "What are you doing?" And second. Oh, yeah. Okay. He looks over to you, and he starts patting himself down. It's like, "My wallet! Thief!"
I look around. Thief! There's a thief here.
Right.
Now, I do have a D6 and persuasion and stuff, so...
Okay.
That's not going to work. Oh, barely!
Okay, so you try to deflect the accusation.
That's the only thing I can do.
There's some murmuring going on in the crowd now. As the hue and cry for thief is going on. Grimes is continuing his speech. He doesn't seem to be acknowledging what's going on in the pews. You guys looking through the windows can see that there's some kind of activity in the back. And if everybody wants to give me a notice roll, and if everyone outside, that is.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bother. So, I assume you didn't mean me.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Jeez. Yep.
Wow.
Basically, everybody sees Luke in the middle of some kind of argument that's going on. Yeah, that Canadian sticks out like a sore white thumb. Yep.
I'll just want you to have outsider.
Yes, you do. All right, so you also notice...
I'm also going to have a confidence, so this works perfectly.
So several of the guardian angels are pushing into the church. They're pushing towards the crowd. Luke, right now you're in the midst of a group of people. No one knows who the thief is. The one guy is still calling out. It's like, "Someone got into my pocket." You made your persuasion roll, Luke. So what are you telling people?
Yeah, Someone got to him. There's a thief around here somewhere.
Okay.
I'll check my... I'll make a labor sure I'll check in my own pocket. And actually, okay. If I find one of my batteries, I pull it out and say, "What's this?"
Okay. Good enough. Five of these protecting angel guys come in. Three of them are in brown, two are in red. They kind of circle the pew that you're standing behind, and they kind of start ushering all 10 of you out. That's including you, Luke.
Yeah. Hey, my plan's busted at this point, so I don't care.
Grimes continues on without missing a beat, and he's preparing for the sacrament to renew your vows to the Lord. To the religion, and so you know, organ music starts again, and Grimes starts blessing the bread and the wine, and people start queuing up in four lines right down the middle of the pews. People on the outside, what's going on is two doors on the back end of the chapel are opened up. And as each person is taking the sacrament, they're leaving the building by the side door so that more people come in the back end. So everyone outside is starting to queue up into to lines going into the church. Are you guys entering the lines?
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass as well.
Several are. Other people around you. Most of the people pressed into the windows look like they were just here to watch, and so are passing as well, so that doesn't stand out. You guys all notice kind of pushing out of the crowd, and they go out to one of these doors that just opened. They've pulled Luke and nine other guys out. Everyone seems to be going pretty much willingly. Although, Luke, how are you doing this? How are you taking this?
I'll say and sort of jolt the others around me to go, what about our blessing? We wanted to get blessing by the great man himself.
One of the angels will lays his hand on his shoulder and tells you, brother, there'll be plenty of time. We'll just put you at the end of the line. We just need to sort out what happened.
All right.
So they take you to the side. This is all being done kind of out in the open, away from the lines that are funneling in, so all you guys can see this. Each of the people are being asked to show their papers. They're basically just going through all 10 of you guys, looking over your papers.
I've got papers.
So we're right in the center of the city right now. Yeah?
Yes. Yes, you are.
So that is going to be... And we're surrounded on all sides by people, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, are you guys going to do anything? If not, I'm just going to go back to Luke.
Sorry. I'm considering.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything.
I am not doing anything.
You guys let me know if you jump in at any time. So you're observing what's going on. Okay, yep. So just stop.
I'm basically done for at this point. Give me up on me in a bad cause.
So one of them stands out in front of you and asks for your papers.
Yep, I got my papers.
He looks over your papers. You notice that as they take everybody's papers, they just ask them a few questions, like how long have you been a member? Luke, you never actually told me you looked at the papers. So he pulls out the papers, starts looking at it, and says, Mr. Mercedes, how long have you been a member?
Oh, well, no, it's Tadrimu was just in the glory of the man. Time just seems to become not an issue.
When were you confirmed?
If I can see, can we see Luke as being actually questioned here?
Yes, along with nine other men.
All right, okay. And we can see that, hey, it's got to the point where Luke is being questioned.
Yep.
All right. And I will turn to the others and say, you had best make your way out of here. to Sarah and Eddie. And then we'll try and cause a distraction outside.
All right, so you're going to wait for them to move away, or are you guys moving away? Let's ask that first.
I will move away.
Yeah, I am not waiting for them to move away. I am saying, hey, you'd best move away, and then I'm going to start doing my thing.
Okay, what are you going to do for a distraction?
This will be interesting. I don't know how it will be perceived in the slightest. All right, so I took a power. Damage field, which is basically, hey, when you touch me, you get damaged, because, well, however I want to describe it, I expect I'm going to describe it as, like, touching people in a particular spot, so that, hey, I'm blocking off their cheek in a way. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sort of walk into people, and then have them fall over, essentially. To try and cause a distraction of, hey, look, all of these people outside are suddenly collapsing down.
I like it. All right. There is a large press of people here, so it's even possible that they may not notice that it's you that's causing the issue. Are you trying to disguise the fact that you're the center of it or not?
Yes. Okay. I just want them to go, hey, let's be distracted by this thing which is happening outside, which seems to be far more pressing, as lots of people are going down mysteriously outside.
Give me a stealth roll. The stealth roll is basically just to see if you're moving around quickly enough that they're not seeing that you're the center of it.
Well, I need to use my thing first of all. There we go. And then stealth.
Okay. No problem. Yeah. There's so many people around, and people start just falling to the ground and twitching. It's causing a fairly large scene. Let's see if these guys actually notice.
My reply to his question is, Isaac, that was such a glorious time. I just gaze off into the distance as if I'm remembering.
Right. You still have persuasion, right?
Yep.
Okay, give me a roll.
I got for the session, so yeah. Yay! Oh, wow.
You seem to mimic that kind of blind devotion that you've been hearing around. And so, you know, the guy is he's about to ask you another question. He turns around as he starts hearing people crying out from the crowd. You're seeing people just collapse all over the place. Other people are yelling out that it's the rapture. So people are actually trying to run towards what's going on to kind of be part of it, but this distracts your guards. They leave behind one guy in a brown cloak, and the other ones run off to see what's going on. The guy in the brown just kind of shrugs his shoulders and just says, "Oh, just have a seat on the grass. We'll get this all sorted out."
I assume everyone else does.
Yeah, they do. Inside, can they continue to give out the blood in the wine, or the body in wine going on in there? People continue to funnel out more, which causes more people to see what's going on and come over to see, you know, what all the confusion's about. So, Sarah and Eddie, what's going on with you two? Young is ducking in and out here and there. He's keeping the whole thing going. But not making it look like he's the center of it.
Okay. If I want to try to the mob of people's running towards it.
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay. Can I sidestep the crowd?
Easily. Yeah. Just by not following them, just step out of the way, and you can let them all stream past.
Okay. I want to step out of the way and. Walk a little bit away from things and basically try to get on the outskirts and sit down somewhere or stand around and watch it.
Okay, good enough. Since you know that Young was trying to do something, you can see Young kind of ducking and weaving in and out of the crowd, and you see people falling around him as he's doing it. Eddie, what are you doing?
Just staying in the crowd and just walking around with them, keeping an eye on Luke and Young, see what they're doing.
Luke is currently sitting on the grass as one of these guardian angels is kind of sitting there. He's not paying a lot of attention to them. He's paying more attention to the crowd, but he's still a presence there.
That's fine.
If I can catch Eddie's eyes.
Sure.
And I'll nod towards I'll look at him intently and nod towards the guard. Let him interpret it how they will, but that's what I'm doing. All
right. Are you going to do anything about that, Eddie, or?
Yeah. I'm going to walk up, leisurely get up to the guard and just ask him, why are these people here? Why are they sitting on the ground? Is there something wrong? Does he need help?
I see. The guard says, "Oh, sure, brother. If you'll hang around, nothing that we can't clear up shortly here. There was some accusations of theft going on. We just need to clear that up. There seems to be he's looking over your shoulder at all the commotion behind you. It seems to be something much more interesting going on over there." So he's distracted, and he's expecting with your offer that you're one of the flock. So what do you do?
Do you want me to watch over these people while you take care of something else?
Hmm. Do you have any kind of persuasion at all?
Absolutely not. Oh, I have intimidation, that's it, but I'm not going to use it.
Roll me an untrained skill roll then, but you can take plus two because he really wants to know what's going on over there.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to add the plus two to this, but...
So a two.
Wow. That's
where you stand now. Do you want to use any chips?
Yeah, let's see. What does a white one do?
Is a reroll.
I don't think I could do that. Which one adds a plus another d6?
A blue
or red.
You know, I'll use a blue.
Okay.
Add a d6?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a d6.
Come on.
That'll do it. That'll give you a six total. Okay, he seems to be really grateful. He says, yeah, this shouldn't be any problems. These are good brethren. I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding. Yeah, just make sure, just have them sit there until someone come back and we can finish sorting this out.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, you're welcome. So it's just Luke and the other guy.
Well, no, it's Luke and nine other guys.
And nine other guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look at all of them and say, what happened here?
All right. There's some confusion. The guy that had, he felt something being put into his pocket says, yeah, someone tried to take my wallet. It's missing. And he's patting himself down and says, oh, and he looks a little chagrined. It's like, here it is.
So oh. This is all a big misunderstanding. You still have your wallet.
I guess so.
You got bumped in the church.
Well, except for, and he pulls out like a part of a battery. He says, except for this is in my pocket. I have no idea what it is, but I got my wallet.
Huh.
Well, I got one of those too. Strange, huh? I guess someone must have been putting it around.
All right. One of the other guys pats his pocket and says, hey, and he pulls out like a little flask of alcohol. And he says, I don't know how this got here.
Well, I think that needs to be confiscated, so hand it over. And we'll call this just a big misunderstanding.
Go ahead.
And everybody can go.
Well, one of the guys...
I'll take that off you.
I mean, yeah.
I'll take that off you because obviously there's... I mean, I'll look after the stuff for you, so, and I'll explain what happened. And there's something happening over there. Someone said rapture, I think.
All right. Well, the guy who called yelled thief to begin with is all. He's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want to stay here and explain things, that'd be great. And
sure. And there's communion to have, and you don't want to miss out on that. It's the great. You get to be in the presence of the great man himself.
A couple of the guys are like, I don't know. I mean, you're not an angel, but he did put you in charge. All right. Okay. You're gonna stay, right? You gonna tell him what
happened? Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. I had no
idea where that flask came from.
Puts up no.
That's okay. I will take care of it.
Okay.
Brother.
You guys are alone on the hillside now. Or
can I see this?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Well, Eddie, I have a car to get us out of here if we want to get out of here. Right, what's the phrase from Red Dwarf? The quick two, they're playing the Chattanooga two-step or something.
Let's switch over to Young real quick. Young, you're still weaving in and out of the crowd. Are you going to try to make your way out of here now, or are you just going to keep doing this? If you look back,
I will cause as much confusion in the crowd as I can for about a minute or two, I guess. Oh, I don't six. And then start to make my way out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sure. The angels that are coming over to see what's going on failed their notice roll versus your stealth, so you're able to, you know, basically go out the other end of the crowd. You see that Eddie and Luke are all alone on the grass hillside now. And what is
on the grassy knoll?
Yes, on the grassy knoll. What is Sarah doing?
Sarah is trying to motion Eddie and Luke towards me.
Okay. Well, you guys can see her.
We motion her towards us.
Okay. There's mutual motioning going on. Who blinks first?
I am going to stay on the grassy knoll.
All right.
Okay. I will then go over, since I'm following Eddie's lead on this one, I'll head over towards the grassy knoll.
All right. everyone is together. Sarah, you were kind of keeping an eye on Young, so you see Young kind of slip out the back into the crowd.
All right. Good.
So, sorry, does anybody have the turncoat card at all?
I do not.
No.
Huh? Okay, fine.
Does anyone have a card that lets you get any card?
I just had an interesting idea that, I mean, we heard that some of Hellstrom's people would have been here. So it could have been, hey, I remember you. You're one of the people who was on the thing with us, and you're now a member of Grimes' flock. You remember us. We're okay. But if nobody has that card, then it doesn't work out.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Well, now that you're, well, all of you are together except for Young, who has gone off the opposite direction, getting out of the crowd. Luke, you see the guy, the Scarface guy, come out back into the church. He looks around. He sees you all standing on the grass there. And then he makes direct eye contact with you, Luke. And then he points in off in this direction. He makes eye contact with him. He points in that direction. And then he walks off in that direction.
Don't be too far away. I say and wander off in that direction myself.
So you're going by yourself?
Yeah. I'm telling others don't be far away. Mm. If you want to stick with me, that's fine. But I'm not. This looks like someone wants to have a quick word with me. I don't know if you want to hang around with me or not, or if this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing. No idea.
I will stay. Actually, I'll stay on the grassy knoll right here. He motioned to you. He didn't motion to us.
Right.
No, but he's seen me around doing things. Doesn't necessarily know that you're with me. As you will, I'm wandering off.
Yep, and may not talk to us if you have company. May not talk to you if you have company, so I'm staying put.
Yeah. And if I get captured, you guys don't want to be with me. But Eddie, if you could just be within a shouting distance, that'd be great.
make sure you're within eye distance of me and Anya.
We could be ducking into the alleyways and stuff. I can't guarantee you that.
He's actually the direction he's pointing is like towards the orchard.
Well, if I can sort of keep in contact with eye contact, if I think I can keep in contact with eye contact with Eddie, then fine.
Otherwise, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I'm looking around for Dragon.
Oh, yeah. He has made it back. He's been behind you, licking the blood off his paws. Delicious.
And it's not... Don't ask whose. Let's just say that the flock got a little bit less that day.
Right.
So we Ty would be proud.
You walk over into the
yep.
the grove. Okay. He's waiting there for you. It's just him. Yep. He turns around. You figure, you know, once again, he's youngish, early 20s. The scar over his eyebrow extends a little bit down his cheek. His eye is still intact. And he says, who are you with? Not confrontationally, just kind of a... Just,
no, you know. Yeah, I'm just wondering. Exactly. What the hell, I'm overconfident. Yep, still overconfident. Have you heard of the Van Dorn Agency?
He Something nods not. His head a little bit. He says, yes, I've heard of them.
Hmm.
What's your mission here? What are you doing?
Finding out what's going on with this place. There seems to be a lot of blight in the area. Could be traced back to a common cause. If so, try and put a stop to it.
So you're against grime, then?
Is he? How's he saying that? Guardedly, confrontationally, non-confrontationally, normal, flatly?
Just flat voice.
Okay. It looks the way. From what I've seen so far, he seems to be the one behind it all.
Puts his right hand out as if to shake yours. And he says,
sure. Well,
glad to meet you. My name's Perrin. I'm a man of the grid. It's good to have other people here that don't buy into all that.
Luke Villeneuve from the Van Dorn Sea. I have some other people with me.
I was...
the grid, did you say?
Man of the grid.
Man of the grid. Is that a...
You haven't heard of him?
No. Have I heard? I doubt it. But.
Nope, you haven't heard.
Okay.
He says, I can't claim to know what your full intentions are here, but anything that hurts Grimes is good for us. Where are you staying?
I think we'll probably be leaving very soon, so you'll be best in touch with us in Perdition.
He nods at that, says, yeah, I can arrange that.
Okay. Certainly with either with the telegraph office or the newspaper office, we'll get to us that way.
All right. He nods and says, my contact will announce himself as a man of the grid, so you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We might be of use to you here. You might be of use to us. I suggest that your friends move along. Whatever's going on in the crowd won't last for much longer, and they'll start asking questions. Newcomers to the city and those without papers usually are rounded up, and questioning is not often easy. I'll delay them as much as I can.
Perrin, did you say? Man of the group, Perrin?
The younger. And he flips the hood over his head. Mm-hmm. He steps out of the grove and he starts heading towards the conflict of everyone still in line and people passed out on the ground.
If I can see Eddie and Sierra, mm-hmm. I'll wave them to come over and sort of get away from the crowd. Get over here.
I'll do it. If I see him, I'll walk over.
Yeah, if I see him, I walk over.
You see the cloaked angel moving away from the grid grove, and you see. Luke is still there, kind of motioning to you from the grove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is this the nice idyllic grove that we've been seeing?
Yep.
Yeah.
That looks all rotten and everything when you got a glimpse of it.
Yes. Yes. He is a monster here. He is a man of the grid. So it looks like there's a group going on here that's against Grimes that we might be able to make use of. Men of the grid, look at them to see if they have any idea. They don't. He knows my name, and I've not given him yours.
Never heard of him.
Unless anyone's ever spent time in Lost Angels before, you really wouldn't have any idea.
No. Does anyone know where Young is? He turns around, licking blood off his hands. What? Wait, what? He's behind me, licking blood off his hands. Young? Anyone?
No, but maybe we should head back to our hotel.
It's better if we, in fact, get the hell out of the city.
No.
They're going to start rounding people up after this, and we do not want to be here.
Well, I'll go head back to the hotel with that job. And then...
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad there, Sarah. Or Sharon.
I went to head back to the hotel, grab that job, and then move.
All right, yeah, still bad. Okay. Caught that you're going to go back and tell something someone.
Get the jug. Liquid.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and hopefully Young will be there and meet us there and then get out. I recommend that we basically on the way sell our horses and get the ride. Because I've got a ride out of here so we can get that way pretty quickly if we can get out to the vestibule. So, yeah.
Sounds good.
You may want to do that rather than horses. Get away even quicker.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're gonna say that since no one caught anyone specifically, didn't really catch your faces as causing everything, you guys will be able to meet back up. Where would Young head?
Richard died, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm muted. No, Young would be heading back to the room that we've got because that's the only other point that I've got in the city at the moment.
Okay, you're getting a little robot-y as well, so we'll do a little wrap up here. You guys will meet back shortly at the boarding house where you collect your things.
Any mail from Hank Bell's house from over here?
It really hasn't been all that long, but nothing yet.
Okay. That's what I suspected. That's why we didn't hang around for him.
And then you're going to head your way back out to the vestibule.
Yep.
You collect your horses.
Well, I'll sell the horses. I suspect it'll be an easier way to do a deal with it.
Oh, yeah, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah, and then get a ride from Stefan.
Oh, okay. He's glad to take you. You're heading towards perdition then.
And once there, hey, by the way, I've got my own stagecoach. Race you for pink slips.
All right. So, I'm going to say on the way back, you're able to take a look at your meter there. And, fortunately, before it pegged out, it actually saved the last, essentially data that it received. And it's quite interesting. You had used the scanner on, if you'll remember the last thing you did with the demon and the pentagram down below the,
Yeah.
Same kind of energy.
So it is, as we would call it, miracle type based energy.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool.
And so yeah, we'll end it there as you're racing off in Stefan's speedster, heading back to perdition.
Yep. Brilliantly.
Yeah, I think somebody should be buying some persuasion at some point in time, seeing as Luke seems to use it so much.
I've gone through it this far without it. What do I need it for?
He has times of brilliance and then other times of just.
It's more fun if you don't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we will say you got in, you made a contact in Lost Angels that may be of use to you. You didn't completely fulfill your task, but you did get a good read on Grimes himself.
Yep.
So we'll call it 3 experience. Some other things that you might take away from it is that Grimes' flock is not exactly all that holy, with his supposedly is a lot of his guardian angels also taking advantage of the populace and definitely indulging in vices of their own. Of course, these are the lay troops. You have no idea if he has other types of troops.
The room where they take the name of the Lord thy God in vain is just a filthy, filthy place to listen to.
There we go. And we will stop the recording there, I guess. So say goodbye, everybody, and then hang on just a little bit longer.
Good night,
bye, everybody.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incomatech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.